Okay, so what we want to do is focus on air. And breath is more than just breathing in by the lungs. Breath is breathing in spirit. And spirit is kind of a symbol of air in itself. So we breathe in regular air, and it breathes in oxygen and gives us life. And on a higher level, we breathe in spirit, and it enlivens our own spirit and enhances our life. So we will breathe on several levels. We begin the meditation by sounding some ohms. We'll just sound the Om shortly, O shortly, followed by the M with more persistence. Now we'll just do the M. See us all in a circle, male, female. Others come and join us. Several of them are masters, several of them are members of the group. We now have 24. And the person on your right and on your left is a different sex than yourself. Hold their hands and feel their presence. See the light increase in your forehead. Feel the love, the fires in your heart, blending with the light, filling the whole circle with light. And in the center, a point of greater light, a light within a light. And this manifests the Master, the Christ. And he speaks to us. And he says, my friends, the Holy Spirit is a symbol of breath. One of his names is the Holy Breath. I breathed upon the disciples in ancient days, and they received the Holy Spirit. I will now breathe upon you. He approaches you. He holds out his hand, palm upward. He breathes on his hand, and the breath flows through his hand toward your face, and you breathe in. Breathe in the breath of the Christ himself. Breathe in now. Breathe out. And the Christ breathes again on his hand, and the breath flows from his hand toward your face, and you breathe in again and feel the Spirit. Filling your whole being. Breathe out. The Christ holds up his hand, palm upward before you again, right at the level of your mouth. And he breathes again. And he says, feel the fullness of the glory of the Lord transmitted by the Holy Spirit. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in three more times and feel the pureness of the Spirit filling your being. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and feel a fullness. And hold it for a few seconds. Breathe out. Now the Master speaks and says, I will take you to a higher form of breathing. And he takes us. He ascends through a cloud and we follow with him. We leave our bodies. And we find ourselves in a beautiful park with beautiful flowers and trees and bees and birds. And he tells us to lay upon the grass. You lay upon the grass and you feel that the grass is alive. And now he speaks again. And he says, you can breathe through every part of your being. The spiritual energy that comes from God. You can breathe from your head to your toes. Breathe in. Feel every part of your body taking in breath, but it's a spiritual energy. Feel the palms of your hands breathing in this energy. Feel your throat breathing in this energy. Feel your tummy breathing in this energy. Feel your legs breathing in this energy. And your arms, and your whole body. On the count of three, you'll feel your whole body breathing in pure spirit. One, two, three. Feel your whole being, your whole body, your whole essence, breathing in spirit. Now you exhale all things that form barriers between you and spirit. Exhale those things now. Now inhale pure spirit throughout your whole being. Inhale. Feel an enlivening. Your whole being is becoming more alive than it's ever felt. Breathe out. Breathe in pure spirit. Breathe out. All that interferes with spirit is being dispersed. Breathe in pure spirit through your whole body, your whole being. Feel it making you one with the Christ. Breathe out. And breathe in. You're breathing in with the Christ is also breathing in. We are breathing in with him. Breathe out. We'll do three more breaths, and on each breath, you will feel yourself being closer to spirit. Breathe in. Breathe out. Getting closer, breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and feel the oneness, the intensity. Breathe in very deeply as you can. Breathe out. The master rises and he speaks. You've now been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Go forth, my friends. Go forth with the spirit and power of the Most High, and change the world. Amen. Okay, my friends. Any comments anyone wants to make before we close up? Lucy, you had said you had an interesting impression last night after the meditation. Do you want to share that or not?
Sure, I could share.
You don't think so? Oh, okay.
No, I could. Yeah, yeah, I don't mind. Yesterday, when we were standing up and meditating in circle, I just had the impression, I don't know why, but I had an image of Merlin. And it was something along the lines that this was... that he had done this, something similar to what we were doing.
Yeah.
He was trying to create at the time when he was working with King Arthur and the 50 Council, whatever they called it. And there was something about that ceremony. I don't know if it's a ceremony or what it was, the way we were standing up or holding hands or whatever it was, but there was something about that. An imagery came to me that this was something, like a formula that was used in the past by him. So I just had that image come to me.
Did you get any impression about tonight at all? Or?
Well, to be honest, I'm a little bit tired tonight. And it almost put me to sleep. I just felt very peaceful. So a higher sense of peace than what I felt yesterday, that's for sure. There's a very so I don't know if it's because it's the air element, the breathing, it just, it was very relaxing for me.
Okay. Okay, always interested in different impressions. Well, yeah, Merlin is kind of an interesting impression to get just out of the blue like that from your one last night. So you feel any closer to the spirit, Artie?
I'm high on spirit.
What'd you say?
I'm breathing. I'm high on spirit. We feel high.
Yeah.
Did you say amen at the end?
Amen at the end, I did.
You did.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about that earlier and how that
I usually say amen rather than amen. Amen is actually closer. And some people actually say it that way.
That's a good omen.
A good
omen.
Matter of fact, in the Doctrine and Covenants that the Mormons use, God is called God Amen. Amen. Yeah. It's spelled, how's it spelled? A-U-M-A-N, I think.
Really?
Like Amen Ra.
And the Son is called Son Amen. Kind of interesting little tidbit in there. But, okay, anything anyone wants to run by us or questions before we dismiss?
JJ?
Yeah.
It occurred to me earlier today, I was having a talk with Rulina and we started sharing about spiritual experiences that we've had where, whether it was a vision or a download or just how difficult it is to find the right word when you've been, when they're talking and they give you the information, but all at once, not with their words, and you gotta try to make that work for you. Anyway, we were talking.
Yeah.
And as we were sharing experiences, we both felt closer to each other, like we had a better understanding of each other, a better love and appreciation for each other. And I thought it might be nice for those who want to share, not tonight, just whenever, possibly in the future, it might be nice to share those experiences because...
To share what?
To share those experiences.
Spiritual experiences we've had.
Yeah, exactly. That we've had. Because you get to know the person better.
Yeah.
And you get to understand what they've experienced, and it draws you closer together. And I don't mean for this to be a competition.
You mean like go around and have everybody share some of a spiritual high they've had in their life type of thing?
Not necessarily a spiritual high, but something along the lines of I had a vision, or this happened to me, or I've had this experience. And it's hard to describe, but there... I think that each of us have been touched, I hope that each of us have been touched in some way by something higher.
Yeah.
And in that case, then, in sharing that experience with each other, you feel closer to that person.
Yeah.
Because it's a very intimate thing that you're sharing.
Yeah, it'd probably take quite a while to do that. We'd have to kind of change the program for tomorrow. Let's see the... Tomorrow's our last day.
But again, I'm not talking about doing this tonight or tomorrow. I'm talking about sometime in the future. It might be a thought.
It would be a good idea, yeah.
Or maybe even on like you said, an individual basis. You know, you get to...
Yeah,
because not everybody is willing to share everything, but everybody's willing to share to someone.
Yeah, it could be something along the lines of if we were... challenged, if you will, to share at least one story with somebody, or to be willing to share your story if asked by somebody. Like, I've never heard Darren's story. I've never heard him tell any story of any experience that he's had. But if I were to hear his story, then I would feel closer to him.
Yeah. I think everybody here probably has something they could relate about their spiritual journey.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting that you say that, because in the refugee programs, it's all about their story. You know, where they came from, who they are. You know, they come to America and they leave everything behind, but they all have a story. And it's a big deal to keep your story and share your story. I mean, it is a... I mean, they even say it, I want to tell you my story, how I came to where I am today.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I've told you a lot of my stories. But there's people here that probably have interesting stories that haven't told us everything. So that's a good seed thought for the future there, Lorraine. Appreciate it. Okay. Any other thoughts before we wrap it up? Annie, you're there deep in thought. What's entering your mind?
Oh, I was asleep.
You had me fooled. You looked kind of deep.
I'm sorry. But it felt good when I woke up.
Your subconscious was there with us.
Well, I have an impression that all of the teachings of the past and all of our experience are the foundation of our continuous experience, our continuous growth. We don't throw out all the teachings from all the ages. They're the foundation of who we are and what we're going to do in the future.
Yep.
You are the future.
Okay, my friends, let's end with just a short prayer. Oh, Father, Mother, Spirit, we're thankful that we can meet as a group of like-minded souls and share your spirit and your love and your brotherhood. And we ask that your spirit will descend upon us in even greater measure, that the presence of the Son of God can reside in our hearts, and that we can be one by sharing the mind and the spirit and the purpose of the Most High. Let your spirit be with us, we ask. Amen.
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 Amen.